Welcome to the UHSSC podcast. Please fasten your seatbelts, for it may be a very bumpy ride. Notice that there are exits to your left and right, as they are securely fastened shut. You cannot escape.
Hello, I'd like to welcome our audience. I'm Chad Burke. Yeah, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about our school, UHS. This year, which is 2007 and 2008, we house our first graduating class, which is the legacy class. In order to graduate, we need 24 credits, which is 7 per year, for the first 3 years, and then 3 credits for last year, as well as 60 hours of community service. Our major goal as a school is to promote college careers. We offer a plethora, yes, I chose to say plethora, leave me alone, plethora of AP and early college courses for UConn credit. Our classes are taught by brilliant men and women who have served in related fields to the courses that they teach. Our sports programs have just recently kicked off with soccer. Get it? Kicked off? Although the season's over, so my joke is kind of outdated. But anyway, we also have basketball, baseball, track, and cross country. On one final note, we like to produce well-rounded students, so we all join a 45-minute club on Fridays, which is where we are right now. So I'll turn you over to Alicia for some of our school's announcements.
Hi, my name is Alicia Foreman. I'm here to represent UHS. I want to let you know all about the things we have going on this year. Well, first, just like last year, we have Dress Down Day every last Friday of the month for only $2. On January 18th, we will have a talent show. Followed by that will be our cultural dance for Culture Day. On November 20th, we will have Picture Day for the Beta, Delta, and Odyssey classes. It includes a free dress-up day. Now you know what's happening at USS. Stay tuned for more updates.
Thanks, Alicia.
And that was Soren Howe.
The podcast club was started as an idea my mom and I had, and last year, Joshua Sibley and I put it into motion. The club has many goals, including attracting a wider audience and raising awareness of youth suicide rates in Connecticut. In addition, I want to help strengthen the relationship between the GSA and the podcast club, as well as the rest of the clubs in the school. Also hoping to get a tad more serious than last year. If you listened to any of our previous podcasts, you would understand that comment. And now for Josh on the GSA route.
Thanks, Soren. On Friday, November 10th, the GSA rally was met with a resounding welcome. Over 100 students attended, proudly waving their blue ally forms. There was lots of enthusiasm in the crowd. The meeting was hosted at University High School by Mrs. Gale, the GSA advisor. Also at the meeting were co-chairs Katie Cleish and Josh Quinones, also introduced the rally. After everyone was settled in, there was a short cheer presented by some of the members of the GSA. Afterwards, Ms. Gale took over. People began to get excited when the projector show started. Everyone was involved in the Jeopardy game that followed. Ms. Gale's spirit shone through as she directed the rally. She closed by playing the song I Am Who I Am from the play and movie Birdcage. We were all happy to say that we left on a positive note.
I'm Daniel Mitchell, and I'm the joke man. I try to make the best jokes, but it's you who make the funny. Now here's a couple jokes. Why did the chicken fly across the road?
Hi, Daniel.
Because the car grill forced him to.
Wow.
What's 350 pounds, 0 pounds, and stinks really bad?
I don't know. What, Daniel?
A sumo wrestler eating raw eggs at the garbage dump. What happens when you put Denzel Washington in a mobster movie?
I don't know. What happens, Daniel?
$100 million.
Nice.
What happens when you have 2,000 mockingbirds coming at you?
I don't know. What happens, Daniel?
You have to kill a mockingbird.
What the fuck?
What happens when you put 2 squirrels in space with you?
I don't know. What happens, Daniel?
You get astronauts.
Andrew,
I hope you like my jokes. If you have any comments or jokes, please email us.
Hello and welcome to the UHSSC movie review. This week's movie is American Gangster. American Gangster stars Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. This movie is based off the real-life story of the drug lord Frank Lucas, and how he became the first real African-American gangster. The director, Ridley Scott, did a great job of bringing in the atmosphere of the times, the late 60s and early 70s, and did an excellent job of directing the Vietnam scenes where Frank Lucas buys the drugs. It also shows the overtime effects of drugs on the people who use them. Acting is great in this movie. Denzel Washington plays an obvious bad guy, but makes him himself extremely likable. Russell Crowe, putting on a great New Jersey accent, does a fantastic job playing the cop who brings in the justice. The only negative part about this movie is the length. It is 160 minutes in length and being drawn out at some points. American Gangster is rated R, and I give it a 93 out of 100.
Alright, thanks, Andrew. Hi, I'm Jonathan. I'd like to talk to you about grocery stores. Did you ever notice that when you walk into a Stop and Shop that there isn't just food anymore? There's tons of stuff. I walked in there one day, and they had costumes. Costumes? What on earth are these companies thinking? I know they're out to make money, but costumes? Like, people are really going to go to Stop and Shop for a costume. That's like buying organic food at Burger King. It's not going to happen. On top of that, Stop and Shop sells tableware, Christmas decorations, and has a pharmacy. As far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't be called Stop and Shop. It should be called CVS Wall Shop. It's pointless to have all that extra junk in a grocery store. Hello, Stop and Shop. Do you even know the meaning of grocery store? It means a store in which foodstuffs are sold. And people, the last time I checked, costumes aren't food.
Duh.
Alright, thanks for listening to our podcast, and we hope you stay tuned for next week or whenever we get around to making another podcast.